Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend. Kim Scott is here, but she's not going to be new for long because she's got a lot to teach us. She's the co-founder and CEO of Candor, Inc. She's a former CEO coach at Dropbox and a whole bunch of other companies, a former faculty member at Apple University, and the author of a new book called Radical Candor. And put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find the book. Kim, thanks again for being here. It's Bosses Day. It's National Bosses Day today, right?
Yes. Happy National Bosses Day.
Yeah. And I'm sure I'll get cookies or something from my people today.
I hope so. You deserve it.
I do deserve it. I don't used to get it, though. So anyway.
No boss does.
Wait, what's the deal with that? Anyway, so we're talking about being candid. Your idea is... You remind me of my wife. My wife says to other women, put your big girl pants on. That's what radical candor is about, isn't it? For men and women.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of radical candor is that when it comes to giving what I call guidance, because nobody really wants feedback, but guidance is basically just praise and criticism. You want to show that you care personally about the person at the same time that you challenge them directly. And you want to both care and challenge when you're offering praise, which you should do just as often as criticism, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
And also when you're offering criticism. And one of the most important rules of radical candor is don't dish it out before you prove you can take it. So start soliciting it.
Mm-hmm.
Start by asking people, the people who work for you, if you're a manager, to criticize you. And that's hard. That does require us to put your big boy, big girl pants
right
on, because it stings. It's going to sting a little bit, but you're going to learn something from it, and your relationship is going to grow when you know what's bugging the other person.
Mm-hmm. Well, and those are the kinds of things that oftentimes make for stronger organizations. That
yeah,
where people feel that they've got that kind of. But there has to be respect both ways.
Because
one thing about it is, if you're the owner, if you're the boss, you know, you're not their peer.
Right.
And so, you know, that's the kind of respect that has to happen. What about the generations? Now you've had a lot of experience managing multiple generations in the workplace. We've never had this cross section of workers in the history of the world, have we? As much as we have now.
Yeah, we're living longer, so we've got, you know, people in their 70s and sometimes even 80s working with people in their 20s.
Right.
And it's fun, but it can be frustrating.
So how do you deal if you're a baby boomer, and you've mm-hmm. got millennials working for you? How do you apply radical candor?
So, again, I think the most important thing to remember when working with millennials is to expect them to challenge you. That's their job. That's always been the younger generation's job. But it's especially the millennials. They love to challenge you. But also remember, they want to know when they're screwing up. They are hungry. Part of the reason they're so impatient is that they want to grow in their careers. Look at the people who they look up to. Larry Page and Sergey Brin started Google when they were in their 20s, right?
Yeah.
One of the biggest companies ever.
But you know, Kim, I've had employees challenge me,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't do it in a good way. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I had one to show up here one time, and within a month or so, she already knew more than I did, and I founded this company 27 years ago.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And she even would argue with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not talking about me not taking criticism. I'm just talking about she just felt like and I'm reminded of that. Remember the interns that decided they wanted to wear clothes a certain way and they got called in and they were all fired at the same time. You remember that story?
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of thing. Those are the kinds of horror stories that a lot of managers think about.
Are facing. I know. I had a person. We gave this millennial a bad performance review, and the next thing I knew, his parents were in my office.
Wow.
That's also part of the problem. Is they're the most.
So how do you deal? How did you give them radical candor?
Yeah, I was like, if you want to hurt your son's career, you'll stay here just a little bit longer.
Right, keep hanging out here.
Yeah, that got him out pretty quick.
I bet it
did.
Good for you.
But anyway, you know, I think the thing to think about when you get criticism that you think is off base and ridiculous, frankly, take a few minutes to find the 5% of what was said that you can agree with. Find that 5%, give voice to that 5%, and say, look, I'm going to think about what you've said, and we're going to talk again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden the person's maybe going to think about what they said as well. Sometimes the best thing that you have to offer somebody who is giving you some feedback that you disagree with, criticizing you in a way that you disagree with, is, you know, not to pretend to agree with them, because that's not going to help your relationship. It's not going to change anything. Going to hurt your results. It's going to hurt the team. It's no good pretending that you feel one way when you feel a different, pretending that you think one way when you think a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But give yourself a little time to make sure you're not in a defensive place, and go to that person and give them a full explanation of why you think differently. And sometimes that's the most respectful thing you can do. Let's think about this caring
right.
and challenging, because who thinks that you don't care, you don't challenge?
And by the way, I remember, we got to go to a break here, Kim, but I actually have a confession to make. I remember when I did something not unlike that with one of my bosses.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Jim, you know what a black mark is next to your name? I said, I think I'm about to learn. He said, I'm putting a black mark by your name. I said, I'll see you later, boss. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought, right?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.